Reno, Nevada has become the staging ground for a $1.3 million experiment in mental health. Facing expiring coronavirus relief funds, Reno's government proposed using the money to offer virtual therapy services to its residents through the app Talkspace. The plan faced criticism from local therapists who argue that a mostly text-based therapy was no replacement for in-person mental health services. But the deal was approved in December. Let's check in with the current state of the experiment in Reno with Mario Aguilar, a reporter for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. And Mario, this is a text-based therapy. Tell us a bit about how Talkspace works.
Yeah, it's a therapy app. You download it, answer a few questions, and then you're connected with the therapist. From there, your communication proceeds mostly over text, although depending on your plan, you can have live video sessions either once a week or once a month. And actually, the Reno deal provides once a month live video.
Mm. So every resident in Reno is allowed free access to this, except children, right? So if I'm a resident in Reno, how do I sign up?
So you go to Talkspace.com/Reno. You can simply use your phone's location services and it'll register that you're within the city and then you can sign up.
Mario, these therapists on the Talkspace app, are they in Nevada? Are they out of state?
They are licensed in the state of Nevada, but there's no way of knowing where exactly they're located. Talkspace made an effort to reach out to a number of local therapists, offering them a $500 bonus to sign up for the platform, but most of the therapists I talked to scoffed at the rates that Talkspace offers.
Mm. Talkspace has never offered this kind of service to an entire city before. So, Mario, tell us how bad the situation in Reno is with regard to mental health, that the mayor of the city would spend more than $1 million on this sort of experimental technology.
The genesis of this is that the mayor lost a couple of family members in a relatively short period of time last year and was devastated and sought out local therapy services and ultimately found that she couldn't get in anywhere within, I think, 4 to 6 weeks, which is actually pretty typical. On top of that, the coronavirus has made things much worse. And in Nevada in general, there is a very high prevalence of mental health issues as well as relatively low access to care.
Therapists in Reno express real concern about this sort of app-based therapy. What are they saying?
When they first heard about the deal at the end of November, they were kind of blindsided. It was all negotiated behind closed doors, and they felt as though being the providers in the local community who are dealing with the issues each day, they should have been consulted about what the best solution was. They, being local business owners, were pretty adamant that the money should be spent locally and not sent out of state, and also that the money should be spent sort of developing some kind of local infrastructure that would be sustainable beyond when the Talkspace deal expires at the end of this year. On top of that, there's sort of this deep suspicion, I think, among many professional therapists about apps like Talkspace. There's concern that they are sort of therapy light, and also that the effectiveness of chat therapy hasn't really been proven. Talkspace has some studies which show that its system works, but there's still a lot of skepticism and the jury's still out.
That was Mario Aguilar, a reporter for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication, on his article about the city of Reno, Nevada, offering text-based therapy to its residents. Mario, thank you so much.
Thank you.